Hey, Darren, how are you?
I'm okay. Would have liked to have had a lazy 50 on the Gold Coast last night.
Yes, that would have been nice, wouldn't it? Gee, it's a shade of the Richmond we've seen in the past at the moment, isn't it? It's really interesting. Obviously, they've been up for such a long time, the Tigers, but yeah, might just be starting to catch up with them potentially after a couple of really bad losses the last few weeks. So just remember, this team was 4 goals up against the Eagles only a few weeks ago over in Perth, and it's all gone downhill very quickly from there. So Cam Brown said to me on the Water Boys a couple of weeks ago, Richmond will not make the eight, Brent, and I scoffed at him, and he might be right at the moment. It's going to be very tough to make top four now, and the top eight chances are slipping away too. We could see 3 teams go past them if they win this weekend, so it's really tightening up for the Tigers. But saying that, take nothing away from the Gold Coast Suns. That was a magnificent...
Yeah, good on them.
Yeah, obviously they've been under enormous scrutiny the last couple of months, particularly, and for them to beat the reigning premiers in Victoria with their backs against the wall, a really good result.
Yeah, indeed. So tonight we've got the Cats and Essendon. That one's been played at Geelong?
It is, yes. So Essendon haven't played there since the 90s, I think. So obviously Geelong will have a pretty significant home ground advantage, you would think, and they normally play pretty well down there. Coming off a loss as well, a pretty heavy loss to Brisbane last week there, they'll be breathing fire, I reckon, the Cats, and will have a win. Saying that, Essendon, they're a really exciting and emerging team, so they'll be right in the thick of it, I reckon, but I just think Geelong will be too strong at home.
Agreed. All right, let's go to the TSL. What's doing?
Yeah, we've got a bit of a grudge match tomorrow. North Hobart is travelling over to Blunston Arena to take on Clarence, and these two teams have had a bit of history over the last few months with a few significant changes over the off-season with some Demons players heading to Clarence, and a lot of those guys didn't play in the last time they met earlier in the season, so it could be on for young and old at Belreeve tomorrow, which will be exciting to watch. Lauderdale's hosting Launceston now. This is almost top versus bottom, but last time Launceston went to Lauderdale, they were smacked by the Bombers, so they'll be a little bit cautious coming down the highway tomorrow. And the other game is Glenorchy hosting North Launceston at KG5. Last time they met at the same venue earlier this year, North Lottie won by 85 points, so you'd expect them to win that game.
Yeah. All right, let's move to cricket. Jeff Vaughan formally announced his resignation yesterday, so he's off to Cricket Australia as an assistant coach with Justin Langer. So mainly, I heard him say he'll be mainly concentrating on fielding.
That's right, yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it took us all a bit by surprise, this one. We didn't see it coming. I don't think he saw it coming too until about 6 to 8 weeks ago when he applied for the position. And we must say well done too to Michael DiVenuto, who's a star cricketer from Tasmania and has had this particular role before, but he's heading back to the Australian team as the batting coach, assistant coach. So well done to Diva. But, yeah, Jeff obviously leaves a pretty gaping hole in the Tigers program, and the timing is probably less than ideal as well with pre-season only getting underway a couple of weeks ago. Tassie has to try and recruit a new coach now in this COVID world we're living in, so you're going to have to take into account quarantine and things like that if they get someone from interstate or overseas. So, yeah, not ideal, but you can't deny Jeff Vaughan an opportunity like this. It's a magnificent one for him, and if you listen to some of the players, so well-deserved as well. He's turned a few careers around here in Tassie, and the players speak very highly of him.
Yeah, well, so they're actually looking for... There's actually two jobs going, I suppose.
In what way?
Well, DiVenuto and Jeff Vaughan, unless they hire a head coach to replace Jeff Vaughan and also work as a batting coach, I suppose.
So Michael DiVenuto was only contracted with Cricket Tasmania to the Hurricanes program as a specialised batting coach, so he'll be a little easier to replace in that regard, but, yeah, Jeff Vaughan will be the major one. And we know the two roles are split, the Hobart Hurricanes, which Adam Griffith looks after, and Jeff Vaughan looked after the Tigers program, and Cricket Tasmania were pretty adamant that those roles will remain two separate ones rather than Adam Griffith having the whole lot like he did a couple of years ago.
Okay. Let's go to Wimbledon. So Barty won overnight, round two, so she's into round three now. That's good.
Yeah, it is good. Obviously, a few of the Aussies have made their way through. I think about five to six got through overnight, including Ash, who had a really good straight set victory. Obviously, it wasn't the most polished performance from her. She still obviously got a few injury concerns, but 6-4, 6-3, she won over Lynn Cover. And I guess the other major result was Nick Kyrgios. He had a straight sets victory as well, 7-6, 6-4, 6-4. And he was really using the crowd, Darren, to G him on and motivate him and, taking their advice at times. So a good win by him, and it'll be great to see him progress deep into this tournament.
He's a new breed of tennis player. I saw the other... Did you see the video of him talking to the camera while he was sitting down between games, and he was talking about how slow the court was? Like, he actually talks to the camera and talks to the people at home? he's great.
Yeah, he is. He's a unique character, isn't he?
Yeah. All right, let's go to basketball. NBL 1. So Geelong hit Tasmania this weekend, so they play Hobart down there tonight. They've got the Thunder on Saturday night at Ulverston, and the women play the Tawns in Launceston on Saturday night. They're a powerhouse, Geelong, and they're bringing a couple of NBL players into their squad for this weekend.
Yeah, speaking to Anthony Stewart and Nick Hayward during the week, they're both pretty adamant that this is one of the best teams to come to Tasmania in the NBL 1/Seabowl in a very long time. As you say, stacked with NBL talent, the Supercats, so a lot of Melbourne United stars coming into that team after the NBL season finished. So, they're going to be very hard to beat, but it will certainly give us a really good indication of where both our men's teams are at. The women's team's pretty stacked as well, with Blixarves as well, who's obviously an Australian player in that team as well. So it's going to be a pretty tough weekend for the Tawns and the Chargers in the women's comp as well.
Yeah, so I'm hoping for a sellout at Olvi tomorrow night, 7:30 tip-off for that game. Right, Jack Jumpers. So apart from Sia Deans, who was announced a few months ago as a development player, they've announced McDaniel as their first actual recruit.
Yeah, Sam McDaniel, who's obviously a championship winner too, this time last week with Melbourne United, so they're bringing in a really good signing in that regard straight away. But obviously he has strong links with Tasmania with his father, Wayne McDaniel, a staple of the Hobart Devils or the Tassie Devils program back in the early to mid-90s. So I think it's a really good signing. He's going to be a really good defensive player. He wants to work on his offensive game as well. And he'll fit in very nicely down here in Hobart, I reckon.
Very good. And we'll finish with NPL. So Devonport now top of the ladder, 2 points ahead of Glenorchy. They play Olympia down there Saturday at Warrior Park. They're not letting a lot of goals through Devonport. Their defence obviously is working pretty well, but who knows? Yeah, Olympia, tough game for them.
Yeah, Warrior Park's always a tough place to go. Obviously, synthetic pitch over there as well on Hobart's Eastern Shore, so it won't be easy. But again, you'd expect Devonport to win. But saying that, Olympia, a bit unpredictable this year, so I reckon they'll certainly be worried about it. Before I go too, Darren, I must mention the Tour de France, which is obviously happening as we speak. And Richie Porte currently in 25th place after, what is it, stage 4 or 5 now he must be into. He's 3 minutes 58 off the overall leader, which is the Dutchman Matthew van der Poel. So, stage 6 that was actually overnight. So they've gone about just under 1,000 kilometres now for the whole tour so far. So look forward to seeing how the rest plays out over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, if it goes according to script, then he'll start to make up a lot of ground when they get to the hill climb. That's his specialty, I guess. So good luck to Port. And also good luck to, by the way, we don't give it a mention enough, in Tasmanian Rugby Championships, Devonport Bulls, they're going pretty well. So they're playing at home tomorrow at Don as well. So good luck to the Bulls. Thank you, mate, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren. Cheers, mate.